right on the line now. Normally they come in the studio, but today he's having a bit of relaxation. Jay from Soul Jam. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, John. How's it going? You
yes.
All right?
Yeah, we're doing okay, yes. And good. Soul Jam, strength to strength, as always?
We're having a bit of fun, mate. We were working last night. Yeah, we were in town in the Rocking Horse. It went great. It was good fun.
Those bars seem to be really... I was going to say, those bars seem to be really mad busy, don't they, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate on that strip. It's, as I say, there are several bars, and they're all... You know, people bar hop, don't they? So
yes.
There's custom going in and out every single one of them. We're privileged to be down there. It's lovely not to have to travel anymore, do you know, so...
Yeah, and cart equipment.
Sorry?
And cart equipment.
Oh, tell me about it, yeah. The base bins, I can't lift them anymore, mate. It's murder.
I know we're doing a big event on Sunday, aren't we, in Runcorn?
That's right, yeah, we're in there. Is it lockdown in?
The lockdown, yeah, the lockdown pub. And I've been told all you need to do is turn up with 3 microphones and 3 mic stands.
That'll do me, mate.
And,
we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I know PJ's on as well, isn't he, PJ Stokes?
Yeah, at least he's put all the back line in for us.
Fantastic, he's a great lad.
Yeah. So, yes. 4 o'clock till 11 or something like that it is. But,
yeah, so looking forward to that one, mate. As I said, we'll look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, tell me about the hidden secrets of Jay, the songwriter, mate.
it's not something I kind of ever shouted from the rooftops. It's just something I've always done. I mean, to be honest with you, John, over 30 years ago, I was writing on a regular basis, you know, writing a lot of music for myself, and I was... going back and forth to London all the time. I was managed at the time as well. So I was going up to London and I was recording quite a bit with a couple of guys who were producers and great musicians in their own right. And of course the songs were then sort of flogged around record companies. And at that time there was quite a bit of interest. It was a very exciting time, you know, and then you think, you know, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And sadly it didn't, you know, you're always chasing the dream and sometimes it doesn't happen. So I got a bit disillusioned with it all, you know, and I think... part of the problem was when house and dance music kind was in vogue, and I think a lot of the record companies then kind of backed off and thought, you know, what is this? Can we do a bit of this? You know, and it kind of wasn't for me. But they asked me to write some of that stuff, you know, the club stuff.
Yeah,
and I did, and they really liked it. But it was kind of evident in the meetings that I was having with them, it really wasn't me, you know. So I think that door closed, you know. But no regrets, mate. I mean, I've started writing songs again. I just find it therapeutic, and that's what it is, you know.
Yeah, but you know the song you've sent me, it's real. It's like a bluesy rock chick song, you know. And I said to you the other day when I've heard it, where'd you get this from? And you went, oh, is it that bad? And I went, no, mate, it's the other side. You know, I can hear this guy, Roger Chapman, who was a massive fan of his. He was in a band called Family. I can also hear Paul Rogers in here as well, you know.
Wow.
You know, do you want to be free? Now, is this you or is this the whole of the band?
No, it's the band, yeah. It was, I mean, when I was kind of working on the song, I thought, you know how much I love to work with vocals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blessed to work with Joe Ryan and James Franklin. I mean, they're brilliant singers, and it's almost instinctive when we're working out parts and stuff like that. It's an instinctive thing that they know what I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
Joe knows exactly what she's going to sing, and James Franklin, he's the same. But I just like to develop songs, put an atmosphere into them, and that's what voices can do. You know, it gives you a real ambience, you know, an atmosphere to a song that's just a little bit. Could be a little bit dark, a bit moody and stuff like that. And I just thought, you know, I want Soul Jam to do this because I think it's a bit different. It's got a bit of a dark message to it, but there's nothing wrong with being different.
No. I mean, have you recorded this, Jay, as a solo as well?
No. It'll be out there as Soul Jam.
Okay.
I mean, I wrote the song, but I mean, that's where it stops, really.
It's right.
It's going to be a Soul Jam's sort of first release, and I'm working on another one at the moment, which I'm going to get Joanne to sing, although she doesn't know it yet.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. No, I mean, you know, what are we looking at? If I'm looking through a kaleidoscope and seeing various colours, because I love kaleidoscopes. you know, am I looking at Soul Jam with the songwriting of Jay Curtis and an EP down the line with maybe an album next year?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm writing a lot of material at the moment again. And it's funny, really, John, because sometimes when you pick your guitar up I could be playing a few chords and a few little things, you know, and all of a sudden I'll strike on two or three chords that work well together.
Yeah.
And that's normally how my process is. And I'll kind of work with that, and then I'll look for like an earworm or a hook or something that I really like and I can develop. And then once that's there, you know, you've kind of got the foundation to move on and then and push the song forward. But the trouble is, the stuff I write can be so kind of diverse, you know. I've got songs there that are very folk-influenced, country-influenced, and I'm very rocky, you know. So anything that lends to sort of soul R&B, I think they're the ones I'm going to say, right, we'll do them as soul jam.
I mean
we will look towards having an EP and maybe an album out next year.
Well, that'd be great, that, you know, and as long as you launch it on Liverpool Live, I'm up for that, you know, pal, and that's
all day,
you
know, all day. You're the number one, and yeah, thanks ever so much, JJ, for everything.
You know, I was talking to a record plugger down in London before about you, funnily enough, and we were talking, we diversify and talk about all different things, you know.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Roger Chapman, and he was talking about Maggie Bell. She was a great, great blues singer in a band called Stone the Crows. And then we just sort of, he said, oh, by the way, John, he said, you had Sunita on 2 weeks ago, didn't you? And I went, yeah, yeah. He said, she's got a new album coming out. I said, well, she's trying to get the album out. And then we sort of go off on tangents. Her cousin is Amy Stewart.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know. and they're all in this, like, you know, little tent together and putting things down on lines, you know. And Sunita was helping Amy when she had that massive hit with Friends, and then she did the reversed in the 70s, Knock on Wood, you know, which was a massive hit for Eddie Floyd.
I remember that tune, yeah.
Yeah. You know. I said, I'm going to have to go, my head's starting to spin now, and I've got to get into the studio.
Well, it's news to me, mate. I didn't know that, but the associations are everything sometimes in music, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny, with this track, I got a lot of help from my pal, Neil Partington, who's he's a fantastic guitar player.
Okay.
I knew him from, I was in a band called The A-Team for years, and we did a lot of soul and rhythm.
I used to follow The A-Team when I was down the road.
Yeah. I was in the band, I was in about 2 years, and then I left because I was writing quite a lot, you know, and then after the disillusionment of it all falling apart, I kind of went back and did another couple of years with them. Neil's a great guitarist, and he's been working on this with me, and his production and his engineering have been a real help.
I know.
But also his guitar playing, he's phenomenal.
I know, funnily enough,
with
you
the
know,
Tina Turner band, you know, Justine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah, and he's also with Brother Ray, you know, Andy Parker.
Yes, yeah.
They do the Ray Charles tribute stuff.
That's right. Well, funny enough, talking about you popping up with the A-Team, of course, I rub shoulders when he's a good mate of mine now, and he has been for years, is Alistair, who's the lead singer of Soul Patrol.
Yeah, Ali's a great guy.
Fabulous.
Yeah, fortunate. I've seen him several months ago. He was out watching Soul Jam. It was nice to have a beer with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's great. What he's doing at the moment is a Drifters tribute.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's out and about, doing
it. His photography's fantastic as well.
Well, he's got his own studio in Southport.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just getting a message here off our mate Stokesy. Tell them not to forget the leads as well as the mic and the mic stands.
is he that tight?
Well, you know what Paul's like? He's most probably that modern. It's Bluetooth with him these days.
Yeah, I'm the opposite, mate. Still mini disc me all day.
God blimey, the only Bluetooth I've got is down by me wisdom, you know. Well, listen, Jay, it's great talking to you. You're on your day off. I'm gonna end the interview with this song, Do You Want to Be Free? It is written by you, but it's soul jam in the entirety. And as I say, I wish you all well. See you on Bank Holiday Sunday in Runco. We'll talk more. And just keep writing, mate, and let's get that MP sorted.
Ah, nice one. JJ, thanks very much, mate.
You're very welcome, pal. Great song, this.
Best wishes to everyone there. See you
take
soon.
Care. Cheers, buddy.